Sounds wild.
Oh, nice.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A
family is tide pooling on a Minas tide in southeast Alaska, and they've discovered an odd-looking creature. It's a sea cucumber, an aptly named marine animal related to sea stars. About a foot long, this orange cucumber-shaped animal has leathery skin and seems like a bag full of water. Although it doesn't look very appetizing, there is an important commercial market for sea cucumbers. There are many species of sea cucumber, but the giant red sea cucumber is the only species commercially harvested in Alaska. Sea cucumbers crawl slowly across the seafloor, picking up algae and detritus on their tube feet and then transferring the nutrients to their mouth. They really are mostly water. They have no brain and very few organs beyond gonads and a digestive tract. Red sea cucumbers are harvested by divers who handpick them off the seafloor in a carefully managed fall fishery. An average red sea cucumber was worth about $2 in the 2015 commercial season. The harvested sea cucumbers are sliced lengthwise and 5 strips of white meat are scraped off the inside of the sea cucumber's skin. Each animal yields just a few tablespoons of meat. The skin is boiled and salted, then ground up, and is often used as seasoning in Asian soups. Sea cucumber is popular in Korea as trepang, and it's also called sea ginseng. In Japan, it's known as namako. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.